Welcome.
And welcome to this week's Mongol Show. It is RT on TV. As always, talking about what we're watching on the little screen. Remember, everything that we do, you can check out mongolshow.com. And joining me, as always, from thischicksflix.com, it is Susan Kamyop Stevens. I know it's been a couple of weeks since we've chatted. So I hope you're
had people watching. In town.
I know. We had a full house. It was a lot of fun. We had a good time. I actually watched a lot of movies while they were here. We always love to catch up on movies and even went to the theater. And so, yeah, it was fun.
To see The Roses, right?
Yeah, I saw The Roses, which is a remake of the 80s War of the Roses, which they're both based on a very popular book. So, yeah.
Was it good?
I liked it. I liked War of the Roses, the one with Michael Douglas, Danny DeVito. This one really borrowed from that. We watched the trailer and we're like, this has nothing to do with the 80s movie. But then as you watch, but we watched them almost back to back.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of similarities. I sort of liked the new one better. But you got Olivia Colman and Benedict Cumberbatch. I mean, you can't get better acting.
Right.
Even in a dark comedy like this is. I mean, they just nailed it. So it was a lot of fun. Yeah, I recommend. To me, it's like one of the perfect marriage date night movies. It's a lot of fun. Maybe not for younger couples, but I don't know. I went with our daughter, Katie, who's 25, and she thought it was great. She thought it was really funny and fun. So I don't know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you definitely need to stream it once it hits.
Yeah, I'll stream it.
Yeah. Yeah, just stream that thing.
Heck
yeah. So we're going to get into what we're watching, and then we're really going to hit on the second season of Love is Blind UK. We want to talk some about that, which we'll be getting into some spoilers. But before that, just what have you watched the last couple of weeks that you're just kind of like, you know, I didn't see that on my radar, but I saw it and I liked it, or is there anything?
Gosh. Yeah, no, I feel like I've watched so much recently. I mean,
because you are like the binge queen and the watch queen. You watch so much stuff every day, all day. I'm like, I don't know how you do it.
Oh, yeah, every day, all day. So, I mean, I'm still working my way through the Dallas Cowboys, making the team, the cheerleader one. I took a little break there. I'm almost done with season 10. But before that, but speaking of that, I watched America's Team, the new series on Netflix, which is like an 8-episode miniseries about the Dallas Cowboys, which I think we already talked about. But yeah, I watched that, and then I binged because I had to do an interview for the My Life with the Walter Boys. So I binged both seasons. The new season, second season, is out now. Binged that. That one's a cute one. It's definitely got like a wholesome vibe to it. Do you watch that at all?
I don't. My wife and daughter watched it. They actually last year for the first season when Katie was in town, they binge watched it. And they were going to actually binge watch season two while she was here, but we just ran out of time. So I think they're going to watch it over the holidays when she comes back.
Yeah. No, it's a fun. It's a great one to watch with families. I can't help. It keeps being compared to The Summer I Turned Pretty just because it's a love triangle with two brothers.
Right.
It's that same thing. So it's to me a more family friendly version of that. I personally am just like so in like engulfed in This Summer I Turned Pretty. Like I am obsessed. Like I haven't been this like fangirling fanatic over like a series and like a couple since I was in college.
Right.
It's been so long, and I feel like the fandom that's going on for this show is so, I don't know. It's just exciting. It's like really exciting. Like that. And kind of to your point with the week to week thing, like I'm really glad I binge watched the first two seasons, and I'm doing the final season week to week. If I knew that there was multiple seasons, I'd be really hard. But doing the final season like this, there's three episodes left. I actually do really enjoy the anticipation and the like things I'm seeing online and all that stuff, just waiting for the next episode. But which I have sidetracked. I have a question that I'll ask after we talk because I'm curious. Because
I love crazy. Questions.
Yeah, I was trying to think. But yeah, it's because, yeah, I just keep telling people, I'm like, I feel like a kid again watching this, like more so than normal. Like all I can say is like, since college. But yeah, I'll come back to that. But yeah, so Summer Intern Pretty, obviously Love Is Blind UK, and all done with that. I feel like I'm forgetting something, but there's just been a lot of streaming stuff. I went ahead and watched Minecraft. I know I texted you that I was not a fan.
You were not a fan.
No,
That's
not a
just not
fan.
your jam, though. That's not.
No,
I think I would have been
yeah.
more shocked if you loved it. I think I would have been more shocked and been like, really? I mean, I'm glad you did love it, but I wouldn't. Did you watch it with Trevor?
He was in the room. He
Yeah.
was just like doing other stuff, but he
Because I
was
wonder if he
like,
would
this is
like it.
terrible.
Does he game at all? Does he play Minecraft or Roblox or
Doesn't play
anything?
Minecraft, but he's a gamer. He loves video
Right.
games. So that's why I kind of like thought that maybe he would enjoy it in the background, but no, he thought that was terrible. He was like, this is an awful movie. I was like, I know. Although the other thing that we watched recently, also on Netflix, is
You
that
work for
un
Netflix now?
Do I
Just
work for
kidding.
them? Yeah, I know, because I keep
You
watching
love
their
pushing
stuff.
their stuff.
Well, they have good stuff. I
They
mean,
do. And they have a lot of stuff.
they have a lot. I mean, I've said this before. I love all of the, I mean, there's every streaming has its stuff, but you've asked me this, like, where is the one that you watch the most? I always watch the most on Netflix.
Yeah, I think most people
Like,
do. And we always joke that Apple TV is quality over quantity, and there's
yeah.
other places. But I really do, and I'm not saying this only because we love Netflix. I really think they're quality and quantity. They're both.
I mean, they're
They
both
really
like they're,
are.
and then, yeah, I mean, America's Team and America's Sweethearts, just those alone. But then, so there's this documentary that just came out this weekend called Unknown Number, The High School Catfish. Have you heard about this?
We watched it this weekend.
Oh my God. I just watched it last night with Trevor in the room, and he was legit like, he watched the whole thing with me. He was like, we were rewind, he was like, rewind that text. Let me see what that said. I mean, this is why, like, we'll talk about that, but I'm just gonna tell you, like, Netflix also puts out quality documentary. There's a variety, there's a diversity to Netflix. It's not just,
Yes.
I don't know, Hulu does some great stuff too. But it's just like, it just, I mean, I'm not even, no, they're not paying me. I'm not biased. I genuinely just love the stuff that they put out there.
Yeah, I agree, and you're right. And this isn't to uplift Netflix and push everybody else down, but here's the truth of the matter. We will sit down and say, what do you want to watch? I don't know. And we will hit Peacock, Paramount Plus, Disney Plus, Prime Video, and Hulu, and we'll be like, oh, we've watched everything in there. There's nothing new. And we'll jump over to Netflix and be like, here's 10 things that we want to watch, and they're all really good. It's not like you ever go to Netflix and go, oh, I've seen all this.
No,
It's like
that's
it's
exactly
just
it.
they just pump out so much great stuff that there's always something good to watch, and that's in their benefit. Not saying that anybody else, I mean, all the other streaming channels have good stuff, but you can't get the quantity that Netflix does.
No, you can't, not at all. And I mean, it's just there, and there's a reason too, like Hulu's merging with Disney Plus. I mean, there's a reason for that. Like, I think that, I don't know, and it's just hard to compete, which I just finished Bachelor in Paradise. The finale aired. They still have the reunion coming up, but then it's done. Glad that that's done. Hope they go back. Oh, you watched a little bit, right?
The one with the Goldens, is that the show? Because I get all those Love Island and Bachelor in Paradise, I get all those mixed up. But yeah, I did go back and watch a little bit of it. It was funny. I watched the episode where they show up, the Goldens show up, and I was like, dang, these some cheeky people. It was just funny to watch them. And I think it was a shock to the younger contestants that like, dang, these oldies are like, I don't
Having
know.
fun.
They're having fun, man, which power to them. Power to them for having that kind of fun. That'd be good. I mean, if I was that age and single, heck yeah. What do you got to lose?
No. I mean, I know you probably have no desire to watch that whole season of anything of
Nah, I
that,
don't.
which this is not the season to watch anyways, but I'm glad you got to see a little bit of what that is. There's not really much to say about that show. The season, if this series survives, they need to go back to their original format. I am curious how pretty soon Golden Bachelor is going to start. Are you going to watch this one with Mel Owens?
I don't know. I think I will watch. I always watch the first episode to see who the women are that they bring in for him. I mean, we've said it numerous times. There was so much love and anticipation for that going back to Gary's season. It just hasn't been. It hasn't been what we wanted. And I think hopefully the producers have learned enough from the first two seasons that mm-hmm. this season will be better. They learned from Gary that you don't need a proposal. I think they even learned that from Joan's season. And it's right. getting the right people in there. So I don't know. I'm going to watch a little bit of it. I'm not going to say, I'm never going to watch that. It might surprise me, but I don't have nearly the... Yeah, Joan and Chuck are still together.
They're engaged, but they're not married.
Yeah, which is fine. I mean, come on. So I'm not saying I'm against it, and I'm not. I just know that there's not the anticipation now that there was for season one. There's not the giddiness. I'm not wearing my Stay Golden Girls t-shirt for this season.
No. It's something I still think that was probably meant to be a one and done. I hate to say it, but I don't think that it was whole. It's not going to keep holding the magic.
Agreed.
Yeah. So we'll see about that, but. Yeah, I want to know what you're watching because I definitely want to talk about that unknown number, and I still have that question. But you say what you're watching.
Yeah, I feel like we've been, like I said, other than movies, we went back and watched a lot of older movies, some newer stuff. Watching on HBO, other than Netflix, I think HBO Max is probably our second go-to because there's so much stuff because they own all the you know HGTV food stuff, and we are so just addicted to all the. The home improvement stuff and the food show. So obviously there's a lot there to watch, but there's a new series. I can't talk about it quite as much now. It premieres this coming Sunday. It's called Task with, I totally forgot his name, Hulk, but, who plays Hulk? Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's in it and it's really good. I wasn't really sure what to expect, but it's going to be the new HBO Sunday night, series. And it's really, really good. It's heavy. There's a lot of the characters are in a lot of stuff, but man, it's one of those where there's good guys and bad guys, but you have such a heart for them both. It's like you really, the bad guys, you feel for them. You feel for what they're going through in their situation. And I don't know, it's really done. So we've been watching Task, getting ready for its premiere. I'm still watching. I'm waiting. I'm in the break for Wednesday on Netflix.
Did you watch the first four?
Oh yeah. I made the mistake of binging them too quick, and now I'm in the break. And granted, Netflix would probably give them to me, but I'm like, I'm gonna wait. So it's good though. It's really good. But I love it. And so in anticipation, when my daughter Katie was in town, I was like, yeah, I'm waiting. I'm gonna finish up Wednesday. She's like, all right. And then my son was like, well, is it good? So we went back and started watching season one again. So we're binging season one. And we're going to watch that, and then I'll be ready for the rest of season two. But it's just so good. I forgot how good season one is. We just finished the episode where it ends with the orchestral version of Nothing Else Matters from Metallica. And I don't know, man, that is such a special series. So Loving Wednesday. What else are we watching? Obviously the Catfish show we watched, the documentary for that. I feel like there is so much more that we're watching, and I always forget. Let me kind of just scroll through some things. But there is a lot out there to watch. I'm trying to think movie-wise. I don't think we've watched any new streaming movies. I think we're pretty much caught up there. Let's see. Oh, Dexter. That's what I wanted to talk about. Dexter Resurrection is probably one of my favorite Dexter series and probably one of my favorite things ever on Paramount Plus. It's got one episode left. You can jump in, watch it if you're a Dexter fan. Even if you didn't watch the one before that just got canceled, it doesn't matter. I hadn't watched it either, but Dexter Resurrection is so freaking good on Paramount. So we were watching that. Not really watching anything much on Prime Video.
Did you hear that that's canceled though, right?
The Dexter?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the Resurrection is the new... season. The one before that was Original Sin, which was going to come back, which Original Sin is a flashback.
Oh, Original Sin is the one that got canceled.
Yeah. Original Sin.
Resurrection is not canceled.
No. Now they haven't talked about doing a new season of Resurrection, but Original Sin was kind of a flashback and they were going to do a season two of Original Sin and that got canceled. And maybe it's because they see how good Resurrection is, and maybe they're going to put that forward. So that's really, really good. We watched the Thursday Murder Club movie on Netflix, which is really fun. I don't know if they're going to do more of those, or not, but it's based on a fun little mystery series book. And I mean, you got Pierce Brosnan and Helen Mirren and Gandhi in it. So, I mean, it's really good. Can't go wrong with that. Let's see. What else are we watching? We're not watching anything on Disney Plus. We never even finished Andor.
That sounds horrible. I mean, horrible. Disney Plus, what was, there was the, oh, we watched the Iron Heart. Yeah. But still, I'm telling you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, other than that, I tried to start watching The Rainmaker on Peacock. I'm a huge fan of the book, the John Grisham book. Loved the original movie with Matt Damon and Danny DeVito. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to watch this, the new series. It's on USA, but it's streaming on Peacock. The Rainmaker. I watched the first episode and I just love the movie so much. I just can't really do the series so far, but I might get back into that. Other than that, that's probably pretty much it. I'm thinking about watching The Paper, but I haven't.
That's the
new one. That's kind of, yeah. So,
I'm waiting for that one. Somebody can tell me if it's really good. I don't know. I just don't see it being anywhere near as good as The Office.
Yeah. And obviously Peacemaker is, I think that new season's out now.
It is out, which we are going to watch. We're just waiting for some more episodes to come out before.
Yeah, I knew that was on your radar.
Yeah, because we did see season one, but you see what happens though, right? We saw season one and foolishly thought that it would be a continuous season thing. It would be coming out at a decent time, but season one came out in 2022.
January
2022, by the way. The beginning of 2022.
Here we are almost at the end of 2025.
Yeah. So I don't like that. But
yeah. Susan doesn't play that game. Three year break. That doesn't work.
It does not work. It's not my favorite. Obviously, I'm going to watch the next season, but you need to be more. I'm not saying Netflix has obviously done us dirty with Stranger Things, but like some of the other shows, like with Nobody Wants This, is coming back in around the same time. Never Have I Ever did a great consistent yearly thing. I like the consistency. I don't like waiting because now I got to watch a refresher to start up Peacemaker.
I know. And then the last couple things I want to talk to you about Netflix, and then we'll move on to your question and Love is Blind. Wayward. Did you watch any of Wayward yet? The series that's coming? It's different. It's kind of odd. I'm not sure which way. It's got Toni Collette in it. So I'm interested in what direction it goes.
I know what that is. I didn't watch it, though. Yeah.
Yeah. It's about that weird school in that town. Did you watch the other Paris or Paris something? It's a new show.
Emily in Paris?
No, it's a new show I think it's a show, not a movie. It's coming to Netflix. And it's got, it's about this girl who thinks she's winning a trip to Paris, but they send her to Paris, Texas for the reality show. The Wrong Paris. Yes. Yeah.
They gave me that one. I need to watch it. I might actually watch it tonight.
Yeah. Did you watch it? No, I asked for it. I haven't got it yet. It wasn't on my radar. And then we were looking at stuff to watch and everybody was excited about it. And I was like, that does look kind of fun. So,
well, yeah, because it's like a bachelor. It's like a bachelor. Yes. Yeah, so I love that.
And this isn't a spoiler. It's in the trailer, but they think they're going to Paris, France, and they literally put them in a plane and they circle around forever and end up in freaking Paris, Texas. I don't know if you've ever been to Paris, Texas. Have you?
I've driven through it. Just driven. And just to tell you, I drove through it and I feel like we drove through it in 5 minutes.
Oh, probably. Yeah.
It was. I think my mom was like, we already drove past it. It was there. I was like, where was it? What?
Yeah. I used to do a lot of cycling. And every year, one of the big cycling rallies was a tour to Italy. But it was in Italy, Texas. And it was through Italy. And then we'd go to Paris, Texas. And like, it was like, hey, cool shirts and stuff. But yeah, there's nothing out there. It's crazy. So I'm excited to see it. I just didn't know if you'd seen it yet or not.
I'm going to. That's funny. I've been to Florence, Texas.
I haven't been to Florence, Texas.
I've only been there. There's a vineyard and like vineyard hotel thing called Vineyard in Florence or whatever. I don't know. You could look it up. It's actually gorgeous. That'd be the only thing to do there. Because if you want to step out, you got to go to like Georgetown to get to anything. But
yeah,
that's funny.
All right. So what's your question? I'm intrigued.
Okay, well, my question, and then, but I do, we need to talk about Unknown Caller before we get into the UK.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, we do.
No, my question is because as I'm watching The Summer I Turned Pretty, I'm getting all these like feelings of like I said, I think the last time I was this excited about a couple and like just weekly waiting for them was probably like Gossip Girl, maybe Jim and Pam in The Office or something. Like, I'm trying to think, but I mean, it, I don't know. Like, I mean, like the OC, things like that. So I was wondering, mm-hmm. did you ever like, who would be, when was the last time you shipped a couple so hard that you thought about that couple like almost all week until the next episode?
100% Jim and Pam from The Office. I mean, that is the given. A little bit, I wasn't as huge a Friends fan as everybody else was, but there were times the whole Ross and Rachel thing was mm-hmm. always there. Yeah. One that people always talked about that I never got was the Corey and Topanga thing from Boy Meets World.
Are you serious? You didn't watch it then?
No, because oh, that fell in my gap of I was a little bit too old when it came mm-hmm. out. And so, but I just remember everybody talking about Corey and Topanga. So was that a couple that you were sort of, I know it was nowhere on the level of Jim and Pam, but.
It was. Corey and Topanga was, but that was TGIF for me. So I was like in elementary school.
Right.
So I was excited, but I don't know if I was like, I feel like there's a peak period when you're in like high school, college, where you're just on like, you're really heightened in your romance, I guess, too, that you're like, oh my gosh, this is what I want kind of, or I don't know that I'm not sure what it is, but there is like a real like excitement there. So that's why I was thinking, like, I remember Gossip Girl. I cared a lot about Chuck and Blair. Jim and Pam was a big one, like just yearned for them. But like, I can't remember anything past that. Like, I don't know. I think part of it is like the lack of, the week to week thing too. It's like, I don't know.
That's true. You know, it's funny. We were talking about something because, and just like that, the series from Sex and the City that ended, I mean, it's done now.
Yeah.
And there was so much backlash. So many people hated the finale. It wasn't what they thought it was going to be. It's not what they wanted. And like any amazing series that you've had for
Did
the last 20 years.
Did she end up with somebody?
No, not really. But that's fine because, mm-hmm. you know, it's real life. It's sort of, mm-hmm. That's where you expect Carrie Bradshaw to be. And so I even asked my wife, because she kind of grew up with Carrie through that whole Sex in the City thing. It's like she kind of followed her trajectory. And, you know, everybody wanted her and Big, I think was his name, to get together. I mean, that was
Which
always something they watched
that, by the
every
way.
Week
I don't
to
know
week.
Why anybody wanted Big.
Yeah, so I think it was one of those that I think that was another show that people kind of gravitated to. Like they wanted a relationship to work out. I can't really think of anything else. You know, there wasn't really anything on Lost. I'm trying to think of all the amazing series that I watched before we got to the streaming world where you waited week to week.
Right. Was there a couple when you were even like a teenager?
See, that's like, what I'm trying to think. But, you know, as a teenager, you don't really, I mean, I didn't watch with that perspective. You know what I mean? I didn't watch it with that whole, oh, I wonder if they're going to get together. So
yeah,
I'm trying to think.
I don't know if it's like the same too. I will
and
say,
you know, but I mean, even like Grey's Anatomy, there was always, you know, but a lot of those shows didn't really have the whole like the Jim and Pam. I mean, we always go back to them, but I think they are the quintessential. Like this was how you made somebody come back week to week to see if somebody got together. I mean, it was just I think they just fell right into something. In that, I don't even know if they knew that it was going to be as amazing as it was.
I mean, I think you're right. Like, I think part of it is there are couples that, like, I feel like Jim and Pam, Ross and Rachel, right now, for me, it's just Conrad and Belly, but I feel like maybe that's a certain world. I don't know. Do you see anything about The Summer I Turned Pretty? Or is that completely your algorithm?
I haven't watched one thing and none of it comes up in my reels or anything. I don't get the memes. I don't get any clips. Yeah. It's not in there.
Well, I guess before social media and stuff, like to your point, like the Jim and Pam and the Ross and Rachel, those were people that even the Carrie and Big, because I would hear, I'd hear this Carrie and Big, Carrie and Adrian. I didn't even watch the show.
Right.
Tori and Topanga. Like, these are couples that, like, they were talked about. Like, most people knew who they were just because they were so, like, prominent in pop culture. And people were just like, I remember, like, my college, one of my college teachers was talking about, brought up The Office and was like, I got to see if this couple, Pam and Jim, get together. I can't stop watching until I see this couple. Right. They make it. So it's just interesting, that effect. I mean, like I said, I might be more in like a bubble with the summer. I turn pretty, but it's a big bubble of people. But my phone knows I'm obsessed with it. So it's like, all I see is that.
Yeah. And while you were just saying that, I kind of just hit ChatGPT and asked about some of the famous TV couples. And the ones we just mentioned were there, Jim and Pam, Ross and Rachel, Monica and Chandler. They mentioned Leslie and Ben on Parks and Rec.
Oh, yeah.
David and Patrick from Schitt's Creek, and Carrie Bradshaw. I guess there was Angel from Buffy and Angel. Did you watch Buffy
the
Vampire
Slayer? That was a big one. I didn't watch it until later. Trevor really liked it. We watched Buffy. He has all the Buffy and all the Angels. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't have the Buffys. He has the Angels. We streamed Buffy, watched Angel. And I feel like if I were to have watched that like week to week, I would have been obsessed with Buffy and Angel. Definitely. Yeah.
And all the other couples they mentioned were already couples. I don't think there's been that whole, will they get together? There's been a lot of great couples who were already together that we watched progress.
I mean, How I Met Your Mother, but like for me, I liked Barney and Robin. Did you ever watch that?
I never did, which is weird because, you know, I have a thing for what's her name. But yeah.
Yeah, you don't need to watch it because they ruin it with the end.
But, no, you hate the ending of that almost as much as Game of Thrones.
More?
Dang. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think so. But yeah, and also I was a big Saved by the Bell fan. So Zach and Kelly for me.
Yeah. Nice. Mm-hmm. All right. But they're definitely out there. That is something to think about. So if anybody's out there listening and has that couple they gravitated to and just wanted to get together, then and maybe another one would be like ones that you, when they got together, you were upset about. That'd be something else to kind of check out. Like couples you're like, that would be a different, like, oh, I can't believe they got together.
Yeah.
All right. Well, in the time we have left, there's a couple things we want to talk about. Do you want to talk about the catfish unknown number
just
thing?
Just really quick. Spoiler alert. I just want to know, one, did you like it?
And if you haven't watched it yet or haven't Googled it or don't know the true story, we're probably going to spoil a couple things. It's funny. I did the same thing that Trevor did. Katie and Kimberly were watching it, and I came in the bedroom and I was playing on my phone and sitting in the chair, and they were in the middle of the, I think it was like episode one or not the beginning of the movie. It's a movie.
It's just a movie. Yeah.
Yeah. They were at the very beginning. And so the first set of texts are coming through. I'm like, what the crap are y'all watching? And then I was hooked. I was like, what is going on here? The text for sure. And I'm like, who is doing it? And we were like arguing back and forth, like, why does this girl still have her phone? Why haven't the parents taken this phone? Why haven't the FBI come in? Why? So it's like, it just sucks you in. And then of course the ending, you're like, holy cow. So it is insanity. But yeah, I loved it. I thought it was great. And just like, I'd walked in there with no desire to watch it and just was gravitated to it. It was crazy.
Yeah. That was the same thing with Trevor. He was just like, what? And he was like still like doing his own thing, but he was like paying attention. The whole time I actually said, it's an adult. I was like, I think it's an adult. I don't think it's a kid. Mm-hmm. It's just too much. It's way too calculated. Mm-hmm.
And I think kids lose interest quicker. They're not as just folks that I did too. I thought it was like one of her friends' parents or some sort of, or I thought it was her looking for attention.
I did think it was her at first. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I don't know. And then I thought it was going to be some teacher or something. And then obviously, spoiler alert, don't listen. We don't want to know. But then it's revealed to be her mom. And I was already hooked, but I was even like, I couldn't even look away from the screen because I was just like, what is happening? I need an explanation. But then when they pulled up her mugshot, me and Trevor both were like, oh, I remember this mugshot on Yahoo News. Yeah. Like, But we never read, like, we were just, it was like we had read the headline. Right. And it was in Michigan. So we're just like, whatever. But then seeing the extent of it, I was like, what a horrible person telling your daughter to go kill herself. I mean, no remorse, no excuses. She's evil. I wish her the worst.
Yeah. And it was like, and just listening to her talk, there was like almost like, oh yeah, it was me. I'm sorry.
Dude, ugh. She compared it to getting a DUI.
Yeah. And, you know, and they even called like, well, it was the Munchausen effect. And it may be so, but there was like, I don't know. It was so weird. I don't, and to just sit there and be able to just say those things to your child. Mm-mm. I don't know, man. It was just, I was like, I don't know what's up with this lady, but she's obviously got something going on in mm-hmm. her brain. Cause that's just, and, I don't get it.
And yeah. And the thing she said to the boy, like, it was insane.
Yeah.
I truly think that, she was obsessed with the kid, the boy, Owen. I think she mm-hmm. liked him, and she wanted to get attention from him, and she was jealous of her daughter.
Yeah. And two, I think there is some truth in the fact that she wanted her daughter to need her. She mm-hmm. wanted her daughter to go through such a horrific thing that she would run to her mom. And parenting tip, it's not how you do it.
Yeah, no.
That's not how you do it. And I even felt bad, but I was like, you know, I'm trying to think of, like, if this happened to you, I mean, you've got your life with your mother, and then you've got 2 years of this horrible thing. Does the mm-hmm. 2 years of what she did outweigh the years and years of motherhood? Because the daughter being like, I just still want to see my mom. I love my mom. It's like she didn't, there was no ill will against her mom. She was hurt and she was angry. And part of me was like, how can you forgive? But again, that's her mom. It's like a lifetime of your mom compared to 2 years of this. I mean, how would you handle that?
I think she was able to dissociate it. I'm saying that word mm-hmm. wrong. Yeah. Because the text messages were behind a screen. So she never put a face to that person. So there's probably a part of her that can be like, that's not my mom that was texting me. Like in person, her mom was amazing to her. So that sure. would make it a little easier to be like, well, I don't know. This is hard. Like, I mean, because now if her mom said those things to her face or was horrible to her, that'd be different. But I can see why she's still like, well, I still love my mom. I want my mom because, you know, she hasn't, like, I don't think she's merged the two yet. I almost don't even know if she's really comprehended that her mom said these horrible things to her. And like just how messed up it was, what her mom did, like, and what she messaged her boyfriend, like both mm-hmm. of them.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And I hadn't thought about that, but you're right. She doesn't have those words in her mom's voice. Right. So there is the total way to disassociate. Well, you know, it's like you said, she never heard her mom say those words. It was like reading a book.
Yeah.
And then finding out that somebody wrote that book and you're like, how can they mm-hmm. write this book? You know, I don't right. see them. Yeah. Yeah. That makes more sense in my mind. So yeah, mm-hmm. 100%. But it's a good documentary. Even if you know how it ends, it's incredible to watch. So
yes, agreed. Yeah. Agreed. Which I know we're running on time. So let's just table Love is Blind UK okay. the next episode, because I know that's going to take too long.
Yes. Did you and I don't want to rush to it.
Did you watch the reunion?
Yes, I did watch the reunion, okay. and it's probably one of the better reunions I've seen. You were right.
That's right.
I always skip the reunions. Like, I'm like, eh.
No. That's why I was like, cow. You have to watch, because it totally threw me for a loop. I thought I was going to sit back. I will just tell you, I thought I was going to fall asleep. I was like, oh, it's so late. I just need to go to bed. And I was like, I'll just start it. And I was like, what? And what? And so,
me too. I was like, whoa. It was crazy. So, yeah. So, yeah. If you haven't watched Love is Blind Season 2 UK, go watch it and watch the reunion, because next week we're going to dive into that, because there's so much to unpack for the season. Yeah. And then the reunion, I was shocked by the last episode, and then the reunion just re-shocked me. If that's an understanding. It's totally. Insane.
Totally. Yeah.
So we'll definitely talk about that next week, plus more of what we're watching. In the minute and a half we left, can we talk about your Twinless interview? Because you just posted that. Is that a movie? And is that, where can people see that?
They can see it in theaters. It comes in theaters this Friday, September 5th. Mm-hmm. It is so good. I really love that film. It's definitely one that I feel like, watch the trailer and that's enough. I don't want to give too much away, but like, sure. Yeah, Dylan O'Brien and James Sweeney, who's also the writer director, play these guys that meet each other in like a grief group after losing their twins. Mm-hmm. And that is all you need to know. And then you watch it and it's unpredictable. It's funny. It's dark. It's clever. Like, I just really enjoyed that. And and I got to interview them and Lauren Graham and Ashley. Yeah,
I was a little jelly about the Lauren Graham interview. I got to admit, I was a little jelly for that. I was like, oh, because everybody loves and Lauren Graham.
I didn't even know I was getting to interview Lauren Graham until like the day or two before they were like, you get her too. I was like, I love her. I nice. Love Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, check out those interviews on Susan's socials. Follow her on Instagram to see all those. Plus, thischicksflicks.com for everything we do. It's mungleshow.com. And we'll be back next week to talk more about the little screen, the big screen, entertainment, and more.